Nazir Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet 6-4. This Mishnah basically is coming to answer the question, is it possible that a person could be on the hook for multiple sets of lashes from violating the same kind of Isser multiple times in the context of a Nazir? So we just said in the previous Mishnah, even pulling out one hair could make one culpable for lashes. So if one pulls out lots of hairs, should be on the hook for lots of sets of lashes. That's the question. Now the answer really, in principle, is not explicit in our Mishnah. The answer is like this. Let me explain. I think I actually said it in the introduction to this chapter anyways. When everyone is culpable to a penalty by the earthly courts, as opposed to the heavenly courts, which can always know the score and one's kavana, one's intentions, down here on planet Earth, we never assume we have a good window into a person's mindset. What was he thinking at the time? And since a person is only liable for whatever punishment in this context it'll be lashes. If we know that he understood the consequences and just wantonly violated the prohibition anyways, we need to be certain that he understood the consequences and he did it anyways. And that's hard to know. How can you know what's going on in a person's head? And therefore, it requires for a person to be liable to lashes in the context of Nazir or whatever, anytime in truth, it has to be that someone, A, warns him by putting him on notice that what he's doing is wrong. So he says, you're a Nazir, you're not allowed to cut your hair. What you're doing is wrong. And B, to say the consequence of those actions. He says, listen, Nazir, if you cut your hair or you drink that wine, whatever the story is, they're going to give you lashes. So therefore, he has been put on notice. He's been informed that what he's doing is wrong and the consequence of those actions. If he acknowledges that, and then toch de dibor, immediately thereafter, toch de dibor means the amount of time it takes to greet one's Rebbe, shalom alecha Rebbe, or according to some, shalom alecha Rebbe umori, but it's, of course, at all events, just a few seconds. Meaning effectively, immediately. If within those few seconds, the Nazir says, you know, go ahead, barber, snip away, and then they get snipped, or he just, you know, hears the warning against drinking wine, and then chugs the wine anyways, after acknowledging he's been warned, and immediately chugs the wine, so then the Bezdin down here on Earth can be certain he understood what he's doing was wrong, and the consequences. He didn't forget because he did it immediately, and he flouted the law, and therefore he'll get those lashes. Okay, so that's the idea. So our Mishnah here is going to discuss that a little more at length, and we'll explore all three of the areas in which a Nazir is restricted: haircutting, wine drinking, and exposure to corpse tumah. So the Mishnah says inside, Nazir shahaya shose yain kol hayom. If you have a Nazir who's drinking wine all day long, he's only on the hook for one set of lashes. Meaning, if at the beginning of his drinking session, at the beginning of the party, someone said, listen, Nazir, you can't do that, you can't drink that, it's wine, you're a Nazir, they'll lash you, he doesn't care, and he drinks the wine anyways, so then, okay, now he's on the hook for lashes, but subsequent drinking won't add additional obligations. Perhaps the lumdus is, it's not within Tokat Dibur anymore, perhaps the lumdus is simply he hasn't been warned more than once, so one warning extends over the entire drinking period, so he'll be on the hook for one set of lashes. Amru lo altishta altishta. But if they keep on telling him again and again, every hour on the hour, they say at 9 o'clock in the p.m., they say, don't drink the wine. And he says, I don't care, I'm drinking anyways. And at 10 o'clock, they warn him again, hey, Nazir, stop drinking the wine. Then lash, he says, I don't care, drinks it again. Each time they tell him, it incurs a new liability. And that being the case, chai v'okol achas v'achas, he'll be on the hook for each and every separate warning. Again, assuming that he heard what they're saying, acknowledged it, and disregarded it promptly, toch de divor. Similarly, if he's getting a haircut all day long, every minute they chop another hair off his head, lots of hairs, he's only on the hook for one set of lashes because it's all one big haircut with one warning at the beginning. But amru lo al tigalech, if they keep on telling him again and again, don't cut your hair, you're a Nazir, they're going to give you lashes, and he says, I don't care, and keeps on cutting, and that happens repeatedly. So then, for each and every time he was warned and then proceeded to cut his hair, he'll be on the hook for another set of lashes. And finally, and if you ask yourself, well, those are very similar cases, why do I have to say both of them? The answer is we just, you know, said that each and every hair, and so you might have thought that each and every hair might incur multiple penalties as opposed to drinking some requisite threshold of wine. So the point is, no, each and every hair is enough in and of itself, but one wouldn't get multiple sets unless there are multiple warnings. The third case talks about tumah here. Haya metama lameisim kolayom. This fellow is re-exposing himself to corpse tumah, so to speak, being metama himself again and again. Let's say, for example, he's I don't know what his friend died, and he's holding the deceased's hand. So each time he retouches the hand, that's a violation. So if he's doing that, holding the hand on and off all day long, einum chayev ela achas, he's still only on the hook for the first warning at the beginning of the day when he was warned not to touch the corpse the first time. But amar lo al titame, if they keep on telling him, don't touch the hand, you're a nazir, you'll become, it's a, the Torah says you can't touch it, expose yourself to tuma, and you'll be on the hook for lashes, and he re-grabs the hand again and again after multiple warnings, so then he does it. He'll be on the hook for a set of lashes for each and every time he was warned, but disregarded the warning and exposed himself to the tumah anyways.